AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The Federal Reserve Board raises its benchmark interest rate 0.5%. That caused stocks to soar. The Dow gained 932. The S&P had its biggest day in 2 years. Board Chair Jerome Powell says the increase is needed to push down inflation caused by a number of issues, including Russia's war on Ukraine.
In addition to the effects on inflation, the invasion and related events are likely to restrain economic activity abroad and further disrupt supply chains, creating spillovers to the U.S. economy through trade and other channels.
Bankrate.com's Greg McBride.
And buckle your seatbelts. This is going to be a volatile year for the stock market. The returns are not going to come as easy as they did in 2021 when the market just basically went up, up, and up some more and never really had any downside volatility.
The State Department's Ned Price says Secretary of State Antony Blinken has tested positive for the coronavirus.
The good news is that he is fully vaccinated. He is boosted. He is experiencing only mild symptoms.
Blinken was at the White House Correspondents' Dinner last weekend. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked about access to President Biden.
He's not seen the president in several days, and he's not considered a close contact.
Amber Heard testifies in her own defense in the libel lawsuit filed by her ex-husband, Johnny Depp.
Amber Heard told a courtroom outside Washington about how her romance blossomed with Johnny Depp in 2012. She recalled an incident where they were sitting on the couch just talking, and she asked about one of his tattoos. She said he told her it said wino, but she could not make that out.
I just laughed because I thought he was joking. And slapped me across the face.
Heard said she was hoping it was all a joke and laughed. Then he hit her again. Depp has denied ever hitting Heard and says her op-ed piece about abuse defamed him. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
This is AP News. AP sources say Donald Trump Jr. was interviewed by the Select Committee investigating the attack on the Capitol.
Donald Trump Jr., the oldest son of former President Donald Trump, was interviewed Tuesday by the House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection at the U.S. Capitol. Two people familiar with the matter who spoke to the Associated Press on condition of anonymity confirmed Trump Jr.'s appearance before the committee. The younger Trump was in close proximity to his father on the day of the riot. He was seen backstage at the rally on the White House ellipse that took place shortly before Trump supporters marched to the Capitol and breached the building. His sister Ivanka Trump sat down with the committee for 8 hours in early April. The committee has interviewed nearly 1,000 witnesses. Public hearings are set to begin June 9th and go on for 4 weeks. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A third member of the right-wing Oath Keepers has pleaded guilty to seditious conspiracy for his role in the riot. The group's founder and 8 others have pleaded not guilty. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.